How many times have you used the phrase, yeah, but, or yes, but, in this kind of context? Someone says something, you think, yeah, but I don't really agree with you. Or you'll have something to do, or someone will ask, did you like doing that? And you'll say, yes, but it was really not that good. The phrase, yes, but, or anything similar to that, I find that to be a poison. It's a poison of the mind, where the mind is finding a way that something you agree with at the heart, the mind is finding a way to reject it. So, for example, someone often will offer you a suggestion. This especially you'll notice when people are struggling or in pain. They'll be frustrated, they'll ask for help, and then you'll share something that's helpful with them. Or the main thing to do is to be aware of when you do this. But it can be easier to see other people doing it first. They'll ask for help, and then you'll say, okay, this is what works for me. This is what really works good for me. And then the response you'll usually get is, yeah, but. Well, yes, that's great, but my life is too hard. I can't actually do that. And that's the mind blocking something useful. The mind, especially in someone who's suffering and in pain, the mind will generally say, yes, that's great, but my life is so hard that I can't do anything except what I'm already doing. And my life was hard a lot, and I said, yeah, but all the time. People would say things like, Jerry, you should stop drinking. I'd say, yeah, you're probably right, but I don't want to. That's the classic, yeah, but. Yeah, but. Jerry, you should start looking more at what other people are doing and stop looking at yourself so much. Yeah, you're probably right, but I don't know how. Or I don't want to do any better than I'm doing now. That's what the phrase, yeah, but means. When someone says, yeah, but, they know at the heart, they know in their heart you're right. And they know in their heart that whatever you've said is true. But then the but is the mind coming in and trying to put over top and shut out. So if you can notice in other people doing that, you can see it in yourself. Because ultimately, you don't want to be going through life with, yeah, but. Yeah, but. Your boss tells you, can you do something for me here? Yeah, I can do it, but I don't think it's going to come out very good. Why not just a yes? Yes, I'll do my best on it. If someone asks you to do something for them, the yeah, but is just a poisonous response. Can you come over and help me move? Yeah, but what are you going to give me in return? Instead of just saying, yes, sure, I'll come help you move. Or did you like something? Yeah, I liked that movie, but it wasn't very good. Did you really like it? Or did you just let the mind come in and say, no, it's not good after all? Yeah, but shows a poison in the mind. And I know I've experienced this poison a lot in my life, and that's why I'm sharing it with you, because I want you to have the chance to not be a yeah, but person. Yeah, is life great today? Yeah, life's great, but it could be better. That's the ultimate level of the poison right there. Is your life miserable today? Often you won't get a yeah, but on that. You'll just get a yes, it's miserable. And so, if you listen for those yeah buts in other people, then you can listen for them in yourself. And to me, I watch very carefully. I'm on the lookout to see if a yeah but ever comes out of my mouth, because that's when I need to drop everything and work on my spiritual condition. If someone gives me a suggestion or something to try out of the love of their heart, people will usually, if they love you and care about you, which most people do at the core, they will see what you're doing and offer something you might be able to do to get more out of what you're doing. And usually the suggestions will work really good. I'm grateful my friend Jordan, he looked at what I was doing and he said, why don't you try doing this with your Udemy promo emails? And it works really good. Now, if I'd said yeah, but to that, I certainly wouldn't be doing that today. What I did say is, oh, that sounds like a good idea, Jordan. I'll give that a try. If I had said, yeah, but, I would have said something like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, but I don't have time. That's a classic yeah, but right there. Can you come help move? Oh, yeah, I'd like to come help move, but I don't have time. Yeah, can you do this for me? Oh, yeah, I'd love to, but I'm busy. How does that sound? Wouldn't a no sound better than that? No, I can't help you move tomorrow. I am already doing something else. A yeah, but also it sounds kind of pathetic. It sounds like you can't really be the person you want to be. And so, as long as you're aware of the poison behind yeah, but, then you have the chance to change it. Life often is not about these huge grand things you need to change. If you can see simple things like you're saying the phrase yeah, but to everything that's potentially could be helpful for you, then you can stop doing it and then open up and say, oh, if someone loves me and really knows me and took the time to say, something like maybe you should try getting on your knees and praying first thing in the morning. And then your response is, yeah, but I don't think I really need to do that. Or yeah, that's a good idea. I don't think I really need to do that though. I think I can pray in bed just fine. I don't really need to try getting on my knees to pray. If millions of people around the world get on their knees to pray, it probably works. I mean, it probably works. And I know for me, it does work. And someone suggested that to me. And I said, okay, I'll try that. I will try that. No, yeah, but I'll try that. And here's the thing, if you get down on your knees once and pray and you don't like it, well, then you don't have to do it again. It's just trying something and having an open mind. Yeah, but shows the poison of having a closed mind. And that what having a closed mind, you're trapped in self. You're stuck in the idea of who you are. And so often that's a miserable place. So often you will go around suffering and you'll go around in pain and you'll go around looking for help. And then what you'll do is say, yeah, but anytime you get the help, anytime someone tells you, anytime you get a suggestion that could be helpful, your default response will be, yeah, but. It's the mind's way of trying not to disagree openly with someone. So the mind is trying not to provoke the other person. It's honestly giving credit to what they said and then rejecting its application to you. Yeah, but I'm probably better off doing exactly what I'm doing today. I know if I'm saying yeah, but I'm in danger of going down a very negative path for myself. I'm in danger of going into a life of pain and suffering because I can either say yes or no. If someone says, Jerry, you should try driving your car very fast down the other side of the road, I would say, no, I should not try that. I wouldn't need to say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, but I probably won't do that. You can see the difference. If someone gives you something you know from the heart is bad, you will easily and openly reject it. Well, Jerry, you should go start robbing people and knock people over on the head. I'd say, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea, and I'm not going to do that. Or, no, thank you. Or, I'm not interested in doing that. An outright rejection because I would know from the heart that it's bad. I would know from the heart that that's not right for me. And so, yeah, but often shows that you do honestly know you should do it. And then the question is, why are you going to put but in there? Why are you going to not do something that you know in the heart is good for you to do? Something like, Jerry, you should try eating better. You should try eating more fruits and vegetables. This was something suggested to me before that I would often say, yeah, but I don't like carrots. And that would ignore all of the things I did like. I would find any reason to disagree because I knew it was the truth, and yet I had to disagree with it. And so my life was miserable as long as I used the phrase, yeah, but, because I used it for everything good. I rejected all kinds of good suggestions all the time. Jerry, you should try and get more involved in your community. Yeah, that might be nice, but I don't have time for that. Immediate just dismissal of something that now I do. And so if you can love and understand when the people in your life are doing that, then you can also be of service to them because everyone who's loved me in my life put up with me saying, yeah, but pretty much since I was 13. Everything people told me to do, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. I knew they were right, and yet, no, I don't really want to do that. I'm fine with the pain and misery and suffering I already have, and that's what I said for most of my life. And so the people that loved me have put up with my yeah buts until finally I stopped doing that because I could see I couldn't keep living with yeah but. I couldn't keep going on dismissing things that were helpful for me in life. Life is full of helpful tools all around us, all the time. And yeah, but is a way of looking around, seeing that there's a helpful tool available and saying, I'm not going to pick that up. Yes, that really helpful tool sitting right over there within arm's reach, but I'm not going to pick it up because I'm just fine, just how I am. So as soon as you can see this, you have a chance to be free from it. If you can't see you're doing it, you have no choice to be free from it. So I make this video with the hope that if you are in the yeah, but prison, or if at any point you try and send yourself there, that you have the chance to leave. And that if you see other people in your life that are going, yeah, but, you can have patience and tolerance and understanding with them. And especially, I'm saying this for my own benefit. I often make these videos for my own benefit because I need them. And so I think that's why I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on them because I pretty much make them for myself. This is a video to help me. And so it's honest, it's real. It looks at me and it talks to me. And so I pray today that I am loving and understanding with anyone and everyone in my life who says, yeah, but back to me, who asks for help and then says, yeah, but in response to whatever I share. And I pray today that if the phrase yeah, but comes out of my mouth, I will immediately smile and remember, oh, are we doing yeah, but again? And then I will have the choice to give a new answer, a new honest answer. Because yes and no are honest answers. Yes and no together, that's confusing. And so I pray today that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunities I have. Thank you very much for sharing this with me. I'm honored at all the time you've spent with me, and I work each day to be useful for you and to take care of myself because taking care of myself is the best thing I can do to be of service to you. And so thank you for watching or listening to this, and I hope you have a great day today.